You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano of the University of Michigan. We're talking with Bruce Belzowski. Bruce is a research scientist and associate director at the Automotive Analysis Division of the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, referred to as UMTRI. Since the mid-90s, Bruce Belzowski has been in the forefront of conducting research focusing on the future of the auto industry. This seems particularly relevant given the fact that Ford, GM, Chrysler, and the UAW are in the midst of what is being called as historic contract negotiations. Why are these talks particularly important to the future of the industry?
Well, if you look at the negotiations that have taken place over the last 20 years or so, they overall have been not as contentious as they had been way back when in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, 60s. And because of that, there has been relative, I guess you would call it, labor peace in the automotive industry. But now, because the U.S. manufacturers are struggling in the U.S. market in terms of sales, this has become a big issue for them in terms of their survival. So when you come up to negotiations at this particular stage of the development or the evolution of the industry, this is where we find ourselves.
The major issues of the negotiations, it's been widely publicized, is the looking at healthcare benefits, wages, and possibly a future of the job banks. Could you help us understand, based on your research into such areas as product development, globalization, information technology, what the negotiations need to perhaps focus on in terms of how to improve competitiveness for the big three?
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it, because I think that gets to the core of what's going on in these particular negotiations. If you had looked at the negotiations probably 2 months ago, you would have said that the UAW would probably be in more of a concessionary mode. The manufacturers were all struggling, and struggling mightily. And so when you come to this particular point, you'd say, well, this is the way things are set up, and this is the way things are going. But over the last few weeks, with the results coming out for the second quarter that both Ford and General Motors have made profits, this kind of muddies the water in terms of going into negotiations, so that the union can then say, well, what is going on here? How does this fit in? If you guys seem to be doing so well now, why should we be going into concessionary mode? The manufacturers have another side of their story. The profits that they're making, at least is the way as I understand it, being reported, is that these profits are coming from their overseas sales. So they're strengthening themselves as global companies. They're making good money in other markets, but they're not making money in the U.S. market. So the manufacturers now come back to the UAW and say, okay, it looks like we're making profits, but we're not making profits in the U.S. Okay, so the union comes back and says, okay, here we are again. Why are we not making profits in the U.S.? Well, the things that you mentioned before are factors. The high cost of the of healthcare, their pension fund, which is significant because Ford, GM, and Chrysler have so many retirees. This also applies to the healthcare. The jobs bank is one particular issue. But when you look at the UAW right now, the issue may be more of protecting jobs. When you look at what's happened over the last year or so, there have been thousands and thousands of white-collar and blue-collar workers who have taken buyouts, who have been laid off, and who are no longer part of the manufacturer and supplier industries that are unionized. So what has been going on over the last year or so is that the companies have been trying to right-size their U.S. footprint so that they have the right size, which also means that they tend to be smaller companies in the U.S., that they tend to have lower numbers of sales and market share is decreasing. That is causing the right-sizing, if you want to call it that, of the manufacturers. Okay, having said that, the UAW comes back and says, but why are buyers migrating from the U.S. brands to these foreign brands? And that becomes an issue that has nothing to do with maybe the cost of health care and pensions. Now, the U.S. manufacturers say that they have a $2,000 or $3,000 differential between themselves and the foreign automakers on selling similar vehicles. But that is not reflected in the price of the vehicle, because the prices of the U.S. vehicles are actually probably less than the foreign manufacturers are selling comparable vehicles. It comes out in the cost, in the profitability of the U.S. manufacturers. So now the U.S. manufacturers are back. Now the story migrates back to the where, how are we making profits? How are we doing in this market? Well, the UAW can argue in this case that, yes, there may be issues having to do with health care and pensions and the jobs bank, but it also has to do with the types of vehicles that the U.S. automakers are providing. Why are people migrating away from these? And it has nothing to do with the price of the vehicle. It may have more to do with the kind of vehicles that they're actually providing.
Your research is focused on, for example, the future of product development. Will those ideas find their way into the negotiations that, for instance, these auto manufacturers need to be more lean, need to be more flexible in order to create products that the market wants?
I'm not sure if those issues actually come to the fore in terms of negotiations. I think the UAW would use the issue of why are people migrating away from these vehicles. Now, that will be something that they could actually kind of lay at the doorstep of management, because there's enough blame to go around here, and management has to take some of the blame for this. It's not all because of the cost of our workers that people are migrating away from these vehicles.
Could you help us understand perhaps the top several issues that automakers should be considering when they're thinking about how to compete in the future?
Well, when you think about the automotive industry today, there's no reason why you can't collaborate more on a global level, at a central level, on making your company more profitable by sharing certain components across and platforms across different regions. So I think when you look at the industry now, that is probably one of the key points that you have to consider when you're thinking about the industry. Besides globalization of the auto industry, I think that they're continuing to focus on the types of products that they're making, and do those products fit within the vision they have for their company, for their brands within their companies, and for what consumers want now and what they're going to be wanting in the future.
We've been talking with Bruce Belzowski, research scientist and associate director of the Automotive Analysis Division of the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.